Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Parker. Pitching for the New York Mets, Harry Parker. And now, play ball. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foote. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Foote steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with McAnally covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Boswell moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lentz moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote bunts towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lentz. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Han hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to second. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Foot to Bailey. The throw back to home, and Boswell is out at the plate. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Parker moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lentz hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Harry Parker. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Foley catches it and throws to first to double up Garrett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-2 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Cleon Jones pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. Jones moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. John Montague now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hahn is walked intentionally. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Boswell scores. There goes Han trying to get to second. Jorgensen throws the ball into Bailey, who relays the ball to Foley, who tags Han for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Dave Schneck now playing right field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.